This weekend, I'd like to preach about one word. The word is neighbor. Now, as you probably know me by now, I don't know, I kind of go to things with, if I look like a word, like I look at the dictionary, I look at analytical thoughts about it. So, it's 104 times in the Bible, it's 2 times in the readings today. And it was used in a very connecting in the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament. First in Leviticus, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus. I always joke a bit about Leviticus. It's probably the one book in the Bible that nobody wants to read. But it's like one of those, you know, like Christmas, kind of sometimes the smallest gifts give you the biggest opportunity for you. That's Leviticus. It has about one verse that just gives it a home run. In that line, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And what do we hear in the gospel today? We're following again the same parts. We're in the next part that we had last weekend, where Matthew wrote, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." Now, the second part of that would be a different homily, all right? So I want to just focus on the neighbor. So one of my thoughts was, so again, I'm analytical, and I put the numbers, whatever. First, who is our neighbor? And I'm thinking, well, first that came up was our closest neighbor right now. I bet it's all our favorite neighbor right now. It's the sun. Right? The sun. It's like only 92.96 million miles away. And I bet all of us are pretty happy about our neighbor. I mean, how beautiful it was today. You know, it felt like summer. I could wear shorts. I mean, that's awesome. And then I'm thinking, okay, my neighbor, who is my neighbor? Because I grew up in a small town, kind of like here, although we were very smaller, in McGregor, Minnesota. I didn't really have neighbors. I did, because we lived on a lake, Big Sandy Lake, but they're usually gone. They're usually only there in the summertime, in cabins. But it was quiet. I didn't really have a neighbor. And then I went to college, and then I'm thinking, you know, as I'm getting ready for this homily, this is what's going on in my brain, all right? Then I'm thinking, all right, now I went to college. Okay, that's a neighbor. That's too close of a neighbor. Like, you're literally in the same bathroom, right? In your dormitory. And I'm thinking, all right, when I moved to seminary, kind of thing, same thing. Then I went to I Falls. That rectory, I didn't really have close neighbors. And now I'm in town, so I do have neighbors. And I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. I don't think this is what the homily's about, or it's what my brain is thinking of. And so I really tried to think in my mind, okay, I do have neighbors right now, I know that. How do I serve them? How do I help them? How do I just be with them? So then I went into kind of what I've taught our children to do, like our preschool kids at Mass. If you're not sure how to talk about a word or a phrase or what we're talking about, who do you look at? Jesus. Jesus is always the answer. So for tonight, for you, just think. Did Jesus ever talk about a neighbor? And yes, indeed, he did. In one of the most important passages in a parable. Can you remember that one? Just shout it out if you like. The Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan. It was a lawyer that said to Jesus, kind of testing him, and not to make fun of any lawyers, but it was a lawyer that said, how am I to love my neighbor? There's where you're going to get your answer. It's not necessarily about a neighbor as a physical neighbor. It could be, and it is somebody we should work with if we can. But what does Jesus respond with? He talks about the guy that was hurt. He was beaten. He was taken away with all of his stuff. He's pushed on the ground. He's bleeding. All of his stuff is gone. He has a priest, a Levite, that follow on the opposite side of the road. And then comes the Good Samaritan. And at the very end, after all what he did with serving him, giving him like a hotel, an inn, on his own animal, left and said, "Here's my receipt. If you need more, I'll give it back. I'll give it to you so that this man is okay to go home." And Jesus said to the lawyer, "Which of these three do you think to prove neighbors to the man who fell among the robbers?" And the lawyer said, "The one who showed mercy on him." There's the answer. Who is our neighbor? It's the one we have to give mercy for. And finally, we heard last week about the fulfillment of the law. Again, in the Sermon on the Mount. We also heard about the powerful of Jesus, who wants us to seek excellence, the law that was higher than what we think it could be. And this is what he said about a neighbor as well. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." Also, another person asking Jesus, "What are the laws about?" Very similar as last weekend. "And a second is like it." I mean, think how important the first is, God, of our mind, our heart, with all your soul. "And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Let's go deeper than just a definition of a neighbor. But what we do with our neighbor in our lives, with love.